number 87645, Cole James. 27631, Johnson. 84743, Henry.
What's that? What's going on?
Bad news, man.
Volunteers.
Yeah, and they said your name. Hey, maybe they'll give you a pardon, man.
Yeah, that's why none of the volunteers come back. They all get a pardon.
Hey, some come back, I heard.
Yeah.
They got him up on the seventh floor. They hide him up there. They're all messed up in the head. Brains don't work.
Hey, you don't know they're all messed up. Nobody's seen them. And maybe they're not messed up. That's a rumor. Nobody knows that. I don't believe that. Good luck, man.
Volunteer duty!
I didn't volunteer.
You causing trouble again?
No. No trouble.
Are the instructions for the first time probe. Listen carefully. They must be followed exactly. All openings of your garment must be sealed completely. If the integrity of the suit is compromised in any way, if the fabric is torn or a zipper not closed, readmittance will be denied.
Come on. Thank you. You two wait outside.
He's got a history, Doctor. Violence, antisocial sex, repeated violations of the permanent emergency code. Insolence, defiance, disregard of authority, doing 25 to life.
I don't think he's going to hurt us. You aren't going to hurt us, are you, Mr. Cole?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you sit down, Mr. Cole?
We appreciate your volunteering. You're a very good observer, Cole.
Thank you.
We have a very advanced program. Something very different.
An opportunity to reduce your sentence considerably.
And possibly play an important role in returning the human race to the surface of the Earth.
We want tough-minded people. Strong mentally. We've had some misfortunes with unstable types.
For a man in your position, an opportunity... Not to volunteer could be a real mistake.
Definitely a mistake.
Yet among the myriad microwaves, the infrared messages, the gigabytes of ones and zeros, we find words, bite-sized now, tinier even than science, lurking in some vague electricity. But if we but listen... We hear the solitary voice of that poet telling us, yesterday, this day's madness did prepare. Tomorrow's silence, triumph or despair. Drink, for you know not whence you came nor why. Drink, for you know not why you go nor where.
Two ladies' raincoats. So they get there, they ask the guy real nice for some kind of ID.
Mm-hmm.
He gets agitated, starts screaming about violence. Totally irrational, totally disoriented, doesn't know where he is, what day of the week it is, all that stuff. All they got was his name. Now, of course, they figure he's stoned out of his mind.
Some kind of psychotic episode.
He's been tested for drugs?
Negative for drugs. But he took on five cops like he was dusted to the eyeballs. No drugs, you believe that?
He's in restraints.
Yeah, weren't you listening? I got two police officers in the hospital. Yeah, he's in restraints. And a medic gave him enough stelazine to kill a horse. Look at him. Raring to go.
Well, that would explain the bruises, I guess. The struggle.
Yeah. Well, you want to go in there, examine him, or...
Yes, please. Is this all you have? Ran it through your system?
No matter. No license, no prints, no warrants, nothing. I should probably go in there with you.
No, thank you. That won't be necessary.
He'll be right here, just in case.
Mr. Cole, my name is Catherine Raley. I'm a psychiatrist. I work for the county. I don't work for the police. So my concern is for your well-being. Do you understand that? I can't make the police let you go. But I do want to help you. So I need you to tell me exactly what happened tonight. Do you think you can do that, James? May I call you James?
James. Nobody ever calls me that.
Have you been a patient at county? Have I seen you someplace?
Not possible. I need to go. I need to...
I'm supposed to be gathering information.
What kind of information?
Won't help you. Won't help anyone. Won't change anything.
James, do you know why you're here?
Because I'm a good observer. I have a tough mind.
I see. You don't remember assaulting a police officer or several hours.
Why are they chained? Why are they chained on me?
You've been in an institution before, haven't you? A hospital.
No, need to go.
In prison, James?
Underground.
Hiding?
This air. Such wonderful air.
What's wonderful about the air, James?
Very fresh. No germs.
Why do you think there aren't any germs in the air?
This is October, right?
April.
What year is this?
What year do you think it is?
1996.
That's the future, James. Do you think you're living in the future?
1996 is the past.
No, 1996 is the future. This is 1990.
Shut up, ladies. Where are you taking?
South of France, buddy. Fancy hotel. You'll love it.
You can't go to the south of France. I just need to make a telephone call.
Yeah. Zip it, Daisy. You fooled the shrink with Jack, but you don't fool us, right? Come on.
Let's go, ladies.
See, you got a creepy crawlers.
I need to make a telephone call.
Gotta take it to a doctor, Jimbo. Can't make no calls till the doctor says. It's very important what you gotta do, Jimbo. Take it easy. Relax into things. And we'll all get along fine. You just relax.
Let's go. Come on, let's go. Jones!
What?
Hey, look here. This here's James. Now, do me a favor. Why don't you show him around? Tell him the TV rules. Show him the games and stuff, okay?
How much you gonna pay me? How much? I'd be doing your job.
$5,000, my man. Is that enough?
$5,000?
I'll wire check your account as usual.
$5,000. $5,000.
$5,000.
I'll give him the deluxe mental hospital
treatment. My man.
Kid around, make him feel good.
Hey,
you're the prisoners. No, you're the guards.
Now you got it.
Okay. It's all in good fun. Here's some games here, and there's... Get out! Games in my chair. Games. Here's some games.
Games that want to get out.
See? More games. Games, they vegetize you. See? Yeah. Hey, if you play the games, you're voluntarily taking a tranquilizer. I guess they give you some chemical restraints, huh?
Drugs!
What did they give you? Thorazine? Haldol? How much? How much? Learn your drugs. Know your doses. It's elementary.
I need to make a telephone call.
Telephone call? A telephone call? That's communication with the outside world. Doctor's discretion. Hey, all of these nuts could just make phone calls. They could spread insanity oozing through telephone cables, oozing to the ears of all these poor, sane people, infecting them. Wackos everywhere, plague of madness.
Come on, let's go.
In fact, very few of us here are actually mentally ill. I'm not saying you're not mentally ill. For all I know, you're crazy as a loon. But that's not why you're here. That's not why you're here. That's not why you're here. You're here because of the system. There's the television. All right there. All right there. Look, listen, Neil, pray. Commercials. Not productive anymore. He needs to make things anymore. It's all automated. What are we for then? We're consumers. Okay. Buy a lot of stuff, you're a good citizen. But if you don't buy a lot of stuff, if you don't, what are you then, I ask you? What? Mentally ill. Back, Jim, back. If you don't buy things, toilet paper, new cars, computerized blenders, electrically operated sexual devices, stereo systems with brain-implanted headphones, screwdrivers, miniature built-in radar devices, voice-activated computers.
Take it easy, Jeffrey. Be calm.
Right. That's right. You're a very attractive woman. Ah. So, if you want to watch a particular television program, then it's all my children or something. You go to the charge and stuff. Day, time, the show you want to see is on. But you have to tell her before the show is scheduled to be on. And there's this guy, and he's always requesting shows that are already played. Yes. No. You have to tell her before. He couldn't quite grasp the idea that the charge nurse couldn't make it be yesterday. She couldn't turn back time. Thank you, Einstein. Now he was nuts. He was a fruitcake, Jim.
That's it, Jeffrey. I want to get a shot. I warned you.
Right. I got a little carried away explaining the inner workings of the institution to Jim.
I don't really come from outer space.
Oh, L.J. Washington, he doesn't really come from outer space.
Don't mock me, my friend.
Get out of my chair!
It's a condition of mental divergence. I find myself on the planet Ogo, part of an intellectual elite, preparing to subjugate the barbarian hordes on Pluto. But even though this is a totally convincing reality for me in every way, nevertheless, Ogo is actually a construct of my psyche. I am mentally divergent in that I am escaping certain unnamed realities that plague my life here. When I stop going there, I will be well. Are you also divergent, friend?
This is a place for crazy people. I'm not crazy.
We don't use that term, crazy, Mr. Cole.
We've got some real nuts here. I know some things that you don't know. It's going to be very difficult for you to understand it.
Hey, I'm not going to hurt anyone.
Look, have any of you heard of the army of the 12 monkeys? They paint this, they stencil this on the sides of buildings everywhere. Have you seen this?
Mr. Cole,
have you seen this?
Why don't you just take your time and try to explain this whole thing from the beginning?
Right, it's 1990. Okay, that makes sense. They wouldn't have been active yet. Okay.
Hey!
$5 billion people died in 1996 and 1997. Must have
entire population of the world. Only about 1% of us survived.
Are you going to save us, Mr. Cole?
How can I save you? This already happened. I can't save you. Nobody can. I am simply trying to gather information to help the people in the present trace the path of the virus.
We're not in the present now, Mr. Cole?
No. 1990 is the past. This already happened. That's what I'm trying to...
Mr. Cole, you believe 1996 is the present then? Is that it?
No, 1996 is the past too. Listen to me. What I need to do is make a telephone call. I can straighten this all out if I make a telephone call.
Who would you call? Who would straighten everything out?
The scientists.
Oh.
They'll want to know that they sent me at the wrong time. I can leave a voicemail message that they monitor from the present. Can I just make one telephone call, please? Please.
What are you doing in the doghouse? Get out of here! Put those Doritos in there anyway! Dad! What? Voicemail? Look, I don't know what you... Will you please stop making all that noise? I don't know what you're talking about. Is this a joke? I don't know any science. You want to get out of James Wood?
Wasn't who you expected?
No. Some lady. She didn't know anything.
Well, maybe it was the wrong number.
No. That's why they chose me. I remember things.
James, where did you grow up?
Dr. Raley.
I have the strangest feeling that I've met you before.
Wait. This is 1990. I'm supposed to be leaving messages in 1996. It's not the right number yet. That's the problem.
James, no.
Grill, but you can't. Well, see, told you. And all the doors are locked, too. They're protecting the people on the outside from us, but the people on the outside are as crazy as us. Crazy is majority rules. Yeah. Take germs, for example.
Germs?
Uh-huh. In the 18th century, no such thing. Nothing. No one ever imagined such a thing. No sane person anymore. Along comes this doctor. Semmelweis comes along. He's trying to convince people. Other doctors, mainly, that they're these teeny tiny invisible bad things called germs that get into your body and make you sick. Huh? He's trying to get doctors to wash their hands. What is this guy? Crazy? Huh? Teeny tiny invisible. What do you call germs? Huh? What? Now, cut to the 20th century. Huh? Last week, in the matter of fact, right before I got dragged into this hellhole. I go in, to order a burger in this fast food joint. The guy drops it on the floor. Jim. He picks it up. He wipes it off. He hands it to me like it was all okay. What about the germs, I say? He says, I don't believe in germs. Germs are just a plot they made up so they can sell you disinfectants and soaps. Now, he's crazy, right? See? There's no right. There's no wrong. There's only popular opinion. You believe in germs, right?
I'm not crazy.
Of course not. You want to escape, right? That's very sane.
I can help you. You want me to, don't you? Get you out.
You know how to get out of here?
Yes, my son.
Then why don't you?
Why don't I try to escape? That's what you're going to ask me, right? Good question. Very good question. Intelligent. Because I would be crazy to escape. I have sent out word. I am all taken care of.
What does that mean?
I've managed to contact certain underlings, evil spirits, secretaries of secretaries, and other assorted minions who will contact my father. And when my father finds out I'm in this kind of place, he'll have them transfer me to one of those classy joints. Where they treat you properly, like a person, like a guest, like with sheets and towels, like a big hotel with great drugs for all us nutcase, lunatic, maniac devils.
Sorry. I got a little agitated. The thought of escape crossed my mind. And suddenly, I felt like bending the fucking bars back and ripping off the goddamn window frames and eating them. Yes, eating them and leaping. Colonics for everyone. All right, you dumb assholes. I'm a mental patient. I'm supposed to act out. Wait till you morons find out who I am. My father's gonna be really upset when my father gets upset. That ground shakes! My father is God! I worship my father!
These dramatic videotapes, secretly obtained by animal rights activists, have aroused public indignation. But many scientists vehemently disagree.
Torture experiment. We're all monkeys.
They hurt you?
Not as bad as what they're doing to the Easter Bunny.
Look at them. They're just asking for it.
Animals inside the lab are fed and
maybe the human race deserves to be wiped out.
Wiping out the human race?
It's a great idea. It's great.
But more of a long-term thing. First, we have to focus on more immediate goals. I didn't say a word about you know what.
What are you talking about?
Your plan. Emancipation.
What are you writing? Report him?
Private.
Lawsuit?
Private.
You gonna sue him?
Yo, Jimbo. How are your meds?
Take a chance. Live the moment. Sunshine. Gorgeous beaches. The Florida Keys.
We'll return you to the Marx Brothers in Monkey Business.
If you see a bearish future in the decade ahead, consider the changes sweeping the world and the opportunities they offer.
Ooh, they really dosed you, Jim. Major load, danger, Will Robinson, danger. You gotta get it together. Focus. Remember the plan. I did my part.
What?
Shh. Not what, when? Yes, when? Now, Jim. Now.
Yes, now. Buy, sell, stop, buy, purchase, sell. Yes, no more monkey business. No.
Window of opportunity is opening now. Now's the time for all the men to seize the moment. The moment. Now's the time for all the men to seize the day.
Shut up. Quick, man, the fool.
Richard!
This place to go would be Florida. The Keys are lovely this time of year.
I was going to bring my grandfather, but there's no room for a seat. Let's attend to the old swine.
Two's not working today. Use one.
Catherine, this was in my box, but I have a slight suspicion it wasn't meant for me.
You are the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. You live in a beautiful world, but you don't know it. You have freedom, sunshine, air you can breathe.
James Cole, right?
I would do anything to save her, but I must leave.
Please help me.
Poor man.
Hey, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
James Cole is one of yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
He eloped. Last scene he was up on two.
Shit.
We have to know exactly what's there. Doctor, we have a visitor. May I help you?
Excuse me.
May I help you?
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Agent Bo? What's up, man? Hey, okay. Okay, so well. Alright, it's okay. Take it easy.
Welcome. Alright,
take care. Take it easy. And we'll work this out, okay?
It's in the back of your room. We'll look up some cookies.
What's going to be all right?
Stay all right. Easy.
Okay.
Come on, everybody. Come on. Come on.
Catherine, we've been working together for 4 years, and I've never seen you like this before. So please, stop being so defensive. This isn't an inquisition.
I didn't think I was being defensive. I was trying to explain to you exactly what...
He should have been in restraints. It was bad judgment on your part, plain and simple, so why not own up to it?
Okay, it was bad judgment, but I have the strangest feeling about him. I've seen him someplace, and I've...
Two policemen are already in the hospital. Now we've got a security guard with a skull fracture.
I said it was bad judgment. What else do you want me to say?
Now, you see that? You see what I mean? You're being defensive. Isn't she being defensive, Bob?
Dr. Fletcher. We have another situation.
He was fully restrained and the door was locked.
Yes, sir. I did it myself.
And he was fully sedated.
He was fully sedated.
Then are you trying to tell me a fully sedated, fully restrained patient somehow slipped out that vent, replaced the grill behind him, and is wriggling his way through the ventilation system?
Yeah.
you sure have fucked up.
Where are you?
Ah, you can talk.
My name's not Bob.
Not a prop, Bob. Where'd they send you?
Where are you?
Another cell. Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? What's that supposed to mean?
Maybe. Means maybe I'm in the next cell. Another volunteer like you. Or maybe I'm in the central office spying on you for all those science bozos. Or hey, maybe I'm not even here. Maybe I'm just in your head. No way to confirm anything. Where'd they send you?
1990.
90? How was it? Good drugs? Lots of pussy? Hey, boss, you do the job? Did you find out the big info? Army of the 12 Monkeys?
It's supposed to be 1996.
Science ain't an exact science with these clowns. They're getting better. You're lucky you didn't end up in ancient Egypt. They're coming.
The Freedom for Animals Association on Seneca Avenue is the secret headquarters of the Army of the 12 Monkeys. They're the ones who are going to do it. I can't do anymore. I have to go now. Have a Merry Christmas!
Well?
What?
Did you or did you not record that message?
It's a reconstruction of a deteriorated record.
Weak signal on our number. We have to put them together one word at a time, like jigsaw puzzles.
We just finished rebuilding this. Did you or did you not make this call?
I couldn't make any call. Sent me to the wrong year. It was 1990.
You're certain of that?
What'd you do with your time, Cole? Did you waste it on drugs? Women?
They forced me to take drugs.
Forced you? Why would someone force you to take drugs?
I was in trouble. I got arrested. I did what you wanted. I got a specimen, a spider. I didn't have any place to put it, so I ate it. But you sent me to the wrong year, so it doesn't matter.
Did you see this when you went back?
No, sir, I don't think so.
What about these people? Did you see any of these people?
No. No. Oh, wait.
Here? You saw that man?
Maybe in the mental institution.
You were in a mental institution? Oh, God.
Cole, you were sent back to make some very important observations.
You could have made a real contribution.
Oh, to reclaim the planet.
As well as reducing your sentence.
The question is, Cole, do you want another chance?
Thank you.
your eyes open.
For thinking about the spider, Cole. Can't do something like that again.
Just relax now. Don't fight it. We're sending you to the third quarter of 1996, right on the money.
In a season of great pestilence, there are omens and divinations. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. Revelation. In the 14th century, according to the accounts of local officials of that time, this man appeared suddenly in the village of Weil near Stonehenge in April of 1362. Using unfamiliar words and speaking in a strange accent, the man made dire prognostications about a pestilence which he said would wipe out humanity in approximately 600 years. Obviously, this plague doomsday scenario is considerably more compelling when reality supports it with a virulent disease, whether it's the bubonic plague, smallpox, or AIDS. And now we have technological horrors as well, such as chemical warfare, which first reared its ugly head during the deadly mustard gas attacks of World War I. During such an attack in the French trenches in October of 1917, we have an account of this soldier, who during an assault was wounded by shrapnel and hospitalized, apparently in a state of hysteria. Doctors found that he had lost all comprehension of French, but that he spoke English fluently, albeit in regional dialect they didn't recognize. The man, though physically unaffected by the gas, was beside himself. He claimed that he had come from the future, that he was looking for pure germ that would ultimately wipe mankind off the face of the earth starting in the year 1996. Though injured, the young soldier disappeared from the hospital, no doubt trying to carry on his mission to warn others and substituting for the agony of war a self-inflicted agony we call the Cassandra complex. Cassandra, in Greek legend, you recall, was condemned to know the future, but to be disbelieved when she foretold it. Hence, the agony of foreknowledge combined with the impotence to do anything about it.
Well, I'm going to have to get vaccinated.
Hi.
I think, Dr. Rayleigh, you're giving the alarmists a bad name.
I have.
Mm-hmm. Surely there's very real and very convincing data that the planet cannot survive the excesses of the human race.
This is true.
Proliferation of atomic devices, uncontrolled breeding habits, pollution of land, sea, and air, the rape of the environment. In this context, isn't it obvious that Chicken Little represents the same vision? And that Homo sapiens' motto, "Let's go shopping," is the cry of the true lunatic?
Dr. Rayleigh.
Hi.
Hey. Please. Dr. Rayleigh. Hi. I wonder if you're aware of my own studies.
Get in the car! Get in the car!
purse. I've got a lot of cash, credit cards. Here, take my keys.
Dr. Tom!
Where are we going?
Philadelphia.
That's more than 100 miles. We can't...
So I can't walk.
Just let me go.
Just drive.
You can take the car.
I don't know how to drive. I went underground when I was 8 years old. I told you that before. At the next corner, turn right.
James Cole. You escaped from the locker room 6 years ago.
6 years for you. Turn around! Get going!
I can't believe that this is a coincidence, Mr. Cole. Have you been following me?
You said you would help me. I know this isn't what you meant, but... I don't have any money. It'll hurt my leg. I'll just leave you on the street. I'm sure I smell bad. Do you have any food in this car?
You have been following me, haven't you?
No. No, I saw this in a store window. I could read, remember?
Why do you want to go to Philadelphia?
I checked out the Baltimore information. It was nothing. It's in Philadelphia. That's where they are, the ones who did it. It's 12 bucks. Is that a radio? Jake, turn.
This is a personal message to you. Are you at the end of your rope? Are you dying to get away? The Florida Keys are waiting for you. Ocean waves.
I've never seen the ocean.
An advertisement, Mr. Cole.
What?
It's an advertisement. You do understand that, don't you? It's not really a special message to you.
Mr. Cole. You used to call me James.
You prefer that? James, you don't really have a gun.
Can you turn this up? Can you make this louder?
I found my thrill. Oh, blueberry hill. Did I find you?
I love the music of the 20th century. I love this air. Oh. Love to breathe this air. Oh.
Story breaking with us right now is emergency crews are converging in a cornfield where playmates of 9-year-old Ricky Newman say they saw him disappear right before their eyes. Young Newman apparently stepped into an abandoned well shaft and is lodged somewhere in the narrow 150-foot pipe. Possibly alive, possibly seriously injured. Playmates claim they heard him cry out faintly, but since then...
Never cry wolf.
What?
My father said that to me. He said, never cry wolf. And people won't believe you if something really happens.
If something really happens, like what, James?
Something bad. Can we have some more music, please? I don't want to hear this stuff. Can we hear more music? Oh, that's good. Yes, that's good.
Hello, Dr. Rayleigh? Yeah, this is Wick from Psych Admitting. Yeah, do you remember James Cole? The paranoid who pulled... pulled the Houdini back in 90? Mm. Well, he's back and he's... Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. He's looking for you. I thought you ought to know. Mm. All right, take care.
It's just like I told you. Me and my husband, we went ahead and, I don't know, she never showed. That is totally unlike her.
Do you happen to know the make of her car?
Cherokee. 94 Cherokee. Silver.
Himmel, I have done it.
I have done it, yeah. High Professor Grosenzimmer has invented the time tunnel. Oh, boy.
Oh, excuse me, mister. Have a seatbelt.
Get out! Oh, excuse me, mister. Have a seatbelt. Now my time machine is all ready for experiment.
Oh!
What's the dream about?
About an airport. Before everything happened. It's the same dream I always had. When I was a kid.
And I was in it? What did I do?
I was very upset. Always very upset in the dream. Just never knew it was you.
It wasn't me before, James. It's become me now because of what's happening.
Last night, after a lecture at the university, former mental patient James Cole is wanted for questioning regarding Dr. Raley's disappearance. Authorities warn that Cole has a history of violence and advise anyone spotting him to notify authorities at once.
Music. We don't have this. We don't have anything like this.
What are all those?
These? Mm. My notes. Clues.
What kind of clues?
It's about the secret army. The army of the 12 monkeys. They're the ones who spread the virus. That's why I'm here. I have to find them. That's my mission. I just have to locate them because they have the virus in its pure form. Before it mutates. When I locate them, they'll send a scientist back here. That scientist will study the virus. And then when he goes back to the present, he and the rest of the scientists will make it sure.
Police officers from three jurisdictions, apparently including special tactical unit personnel, have now been mobilized to control the growing thousands of onlookers here in Fresno, California, as the rescue operation...
Does that disturb you?
...for 9-year-old Ricky
Newman. So far, I thought it was about us. I thought maybe they'd captured us and arrested me.
Unable to determine the location of the boy in the 150.
Just a joke. I remember being very afraid for that little boy. All alone, down that well, not knowing if anybody's going to get him out. First time I was ever really afraid when I was a kid.
What do you mean when you were a kid?
Never mind. Just a prank, a hoax, a boy's hiding in a barn.
There are omens and divinations. One of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever.
You won't think I'm crazy when people start dying next month. First, I think it's just some weird fever. And then I'll find out.
catch on.
Wait, stop, stop here. Stop the car. Stop, right here. I was right. They're here. See, 12 monkeys. 12 monkeys. You believe me now? Come on. Come on. They're here, you see? 12 monkeys. 12 monkeys. Come on.
12 monkeys.
Wait. Wait. Wait, here. Here, do you see? You see?
I see some red paint. The mark.
Mark, you think that...
Oh, this is...
Hey! Right. Hey! Don't you... Do anything crazy. I'll hurt somebody.
I am not going to do anything crazy, Jace, but none of this what you think it is.
You can't hide from the
bar.
I said you can't hide from the... No, sir, old Bob. Don't even try. They hear everything. They got that tracking device on you. They can find you anywhere, anytime. It's in the tube. Right, Bob? And I fooled them, old buddy.
They don't have to spy on me. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You see, here it is again. You see? Here, follow this paint trail. Here. It's here, see? Here. No, no! No, come with me! Paint trail goes here.
Let go my arm. Jay, you shouldn't be here.
For the army of the 12 monkeys.
We don't know anything about any army of the 12 monkeys, so why don't you and your friend just disappear?
I just want some information.
Didn't you hear me? Don't hurt her! Who
Please, I'm a psychiatrist. Just do whatever he tells you to do, okay? He's disturbed. He's dangerous. Please, just cooperate.
What do you want, money? We only got a few bucks.
Told you what I want. Get down. Lock that door.
James, no.
Lock it now! I told you guys that fuck ain't going to get us into something.
Shut up!
Jeffrey Boys.
Jeffrey becomes like this big star, you know, and the media latch onto him because he's picketing his own father, a famous Nobel Prize winning virologist. You must have seen all that on TV.
I don't watch TV. Is this him?
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
What are you going to do to us? Tell me more about Jeffrey.
Jeffrey started getting bored with the shit we do, you know, picketing, leafletting, letter writing stuff. He said we were ineffectual liberal jerk-offs. He wanted to do guerrilla actions in order to educate the public.
This?
That's when he let 100 snakes loose in the Senate.
But we weren't into that kind of stuff. It's counterproductive. We told him.
So he and 11 guys, you know, they split up and formed this underground army.
The Army of the 12 Monkeys. I see.
They started planning a human hunt.
They bought stun guns and nets and bear traps. They were going to go to Wall Street and trap lawyers and bankers.
They didn't do it, of course. They didn't do any of it.
Oh, like always, Mr. Big Shot sold his friends out.
What does that mean?
He goes on TV and gives his big news conference, tells the whole world he just realized his daddy's experiments are vital for humanity and that the use of animals is absolutely necessary. And that from now on, he, Jeffrey Goins, is going to personally supervise the labs to make sure all the little animals aren't going to suffer.
What is this?
People like that aren't accessible, okay? You can't just barge in on them. It's not how the world works.
Just be quiet and drive the car.
Oh, no, you don't. This car is stolen. Okay, we are in big trouble. Okay, big trouble. You don't turn yourself over to the police. They're going to kill you, and they're going to shoot me, too, because I'm going to be an accessory to murder.
You're all going to die.
Nobody is going to die. You're not going to save the world, okay? You're delusional. You've made all of this up out of bits and pieces in your head.
No.
Yes. Let me give you an example. You know Jeffrey Goins? You were both patients at County Hospital.
Jeffrey Goins was a fruitcake.
And he told you then that his father was a famous scientist who worked with viruses, so you incorporated that bit of information to this cockeyed fantasy.
He didn't say his father was a scientist. He said his father was God.
The prominent psychiatrist and author, Dr. Catherine Rayleigh, has been abducted by a dangerous mental patient, James Cole. Cole was under Rayleigh's care 6 years ago when he made a dramatic escape from county.
What is the matter with your leg?
That shot.
Shot? Who shot you?
Some kind of war. Never mind. Wouldn't believe me anyway.
What are you doing?
Don't need gas.
Oh, but you didn't know how to drive.
I said I was too young to drive. I didn't say I was stupid.
This can't go on. If you have a bullet in your leg, I have to take care of it. I'm a doctor. Hey, I need some supplies.
Engineers continue their desperate attempt to sink a shaft parallel to the one in which 9-year-old Ricky Newman is believed trapped. Authorities say there is still a chance the boy might be.
You shouldn't put your weight on it. You need stitches and antibiotics. You're really lucky for you that it's near the surface.
I love seeing the sun.
Wait! Let me help you.
You smell so good.
You have to give yourself up. You know that, don't you? What are you doing? James?
I'm sorry.
What are you doing? James, stop it! What are you doing? Help me!
They find him?
Who?
That kid, the one on the pipe.
You believe that? They're lowering a monkey down there and a miniature infrared camera strapped on him. A roast beef sandwich wrapped up in tin foil.
You're making it up.
Nah, shit you not, man. Life is really weird. A monkey had a roast beef sandwich.
Would that I could enjoy this opulent dinner and this most stimulating and exciting company for itself with no sense of purpose. But, alas, I am burdened. For with all this excess of public attention and cacophony of praise, there comes great responsibility. Now, I don't have to tell you all that the dangers of science are a time-worn threat. From Prometheus stealing fire from the gods,
Cold
War era of the Dr. Strangelove terror. But never before. To fear the power we have at hand.
Normally they call a guy sneaking around like this with no ID. We bust his ass. Excuse my French. This one says he knows you. Since you seem to have had a few unusual associates, he certainly would not want to arrest one of your closest pals.
Never seen him before in my life. Feel free to torture this man or whatever it is you do. I'm going back to listen to my father's very eloquent discourse on the perils of...
I'm here about some monkeys.
Monkeys?
Monkeys, yes. 12 of them.
Arnold. You look like shit.
You know this man?
Of course I know this man, Arnold. Pettibone. Mm-hmm. Gee, Arnie, it's a black tie. I mean, I said drop by, but it's like Dad's big do. Gets Senator's Secret Service. You hungry, Arnie? Real killer feast we're putting on tonight. Lots of dead lamb, dead cow, dead pig. Yo. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Great escape, 1990.
Watch it.
Huh? County Hospital?
Yeah, am I right?
I can't do anything about what you're going to do.
I can't change anything. I won't stop you.
I can't stop you. I just want the information.
Come on. Hi, ladies. So nice to see you again. Remember to watch your step on the way down.
Oh. All right, you'll blab.
George?
Weller. I just want access to the pure virus.
Virus?
Yes, for the future. I need to know where it is and exactly what it is.
Ah, you get it. I see what you're up to. It's your old plan, isn't it?
What plan?
What are you
talking about? What plan?
Yes, you do. We were in the day room watching television, and you were all upset about the desecration of the planet, which I understand. But then you said to me, wouldn't it be great if there was a germ or a virus that would wipe out all of mankind, like the animals and the trees?
No, you're just trying to confuse me.
So funny. And I told you my father was this famous virologist, and you said, hey, he can make a germ, and we can steal it.
Right.
Go. Right. You were so funny.
They mutate. We live underground. The world belongs to the dogs and cats. These are like worms. We just need the information.
You are total nutcase, completely deranged, delusional, paranoid. Your process is all fucked up. Your information tree is damn, man.
You know what it is, Normie, up to 12 months. Collection of nations and space-based do-gooders in your brain force. I have nothing to do with those buzzards anymore. I quit being the rich
kid, false guy.
What's the benefit of a banana? Must be a red fly.
Captain Dan Miller, the man in charge of the rescue operation, says he has consulted with experts, and they assure us that there will be no...
If you ask me, the monkey's going to eat that goddamn sandwich himself. If
I was... Man, just come running through here.
...refused, saying that his primary responsibility was the missing boy. This is just in. Police say that the body of a woman found strangled in the Knutson State Park could be kidnapping victim Dr. Catherine Raley. We want to stress...
Someone come through here.
It was discovered less than an hour ago by hikers, but we have an unconfirmed report that the victim, a woman in her late 20s or early 30s, was savagely mutilated. Now, earlier in the day, police located Raley's abandoned car, found not far from the building.
Any silence?
According to the activist, he was tied up at gunpoint by former military...
He can't just disappear.
They said, really.
What?
Jeffrey Coyne said that it was my idea about the virus. We were in the institution. It was all fuzzy with the drugs and all. You think it was my idea? You think maybe I wiped out the human race?
Nobody is going to wipe out the human race. Not you or Jeffrey or anybody else. You created something in your mind.
Valley Divergent?
Whatever. A substitute reality. Because you don't want to deal with anything.
I would love it if that was true.
It can be dealt with. But only if you want to. I can help you.
Oh. All right. Come on. Oh, come on. Get out of here.
You.
I think there was some policeman at that party.
Party? You went to a... Never mind. It's important you surrender to them instead of their catching you running
away. Oh, wouldn't it be great if I was crazy?
Where's the gun?
Then the world would be okay. I wouldn't
Give
have to live
gun.
Underground. I lost
Where
the gun.
Where is the gun?
I could live right here. We got water, air, stars.
I'm going to attract their attention.
To breathe.
I'm going to attract their attention so they know where we are.
I love this world.
They're going to tell you to put your hands on your head. Do what they say, okay?
And I love the frogs. Spiders.
Remember, I'll be with you. I'll help you. Okay, I'm always... And then I said something about cooperating, and he said he would do that. So I got in the car, and I started honking horn. And then when I got out, he was gone.
I'll tell you something. You lucked out. For a while, we thought you were a body they found downstate mutilated.
He wouldn't do that.
This is a man who attacked.
I want to be clear about this, okay? This man and the other one were severely beating us. James Cole didn't start it. In fact, he saved me.
Funny thing, Doctor. Maybe you can help explain it to me, being a psychiatrist and all. Why is it the kidnapped victims almost always try to tell us about the guys that grabbed them? And they try to make us understand how kind these bastards really are.
It's a normal reaction to a life-threatening situation. He thinks he comes from the future. He's been living in a meticulously constructed fantasy world, and that world is starting to disintegrate. He needs help.
Fire!
exhausted but apparently unharmed by her 30-hour ordeal, Dr. Raley returned to Baltimore this morning without making a public statement. The author and psychiatrist is currently in seclusion at her home. Meantime, police have pieced together a scenario of the series of events that began with escaped mental patient James Cole accosting Raley.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm just hyper alert. I can't sleep.
Well, did you take your sedative?
I hate those things. They mess my head up.
We went on a rampage of violence. Along with the kidnapping of the Baltimore woman, James Cole is now also wanted in connection with the brutal slaying of Rodney Wiggins, an ex-convict from Ardmore. His body was discovered in an abandoned theater not far from where Cole left three young animal rights activists bound and gagged in their Second Avenue headquarters.
Oh, now do they really believe that he's going to show up here?
And in Fresno, California, the cornfield that was jammed with speculation.
He's dead, isn't he? That little wolf.
He's fine. It was just a prank he and his friends pulled.
The dramatic attempt to rescue 9-year-old Ricky Newman from an abandoned mine shaft ended abruptly when playmates confessed that Newman's disappearance was merely a prank, and that in fact the missing child was hiding in a nearby barn.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, where I found you.
During your interview while you were under the influence, you told us that you liked music.
This isn't a prison, James.
This is a hospital.
Just until you recover your equilibrium.
You're still a little disoriented.
It is a very stressful thing, time travel.
You stood up very well, considering.
You connected the Army of the 12 Monkeys with a world-famous virologist and his son.
Others will take over now.
We'll be back on the surface in a matter of months.
We'll retake the planet.
This is it, James.
What you've been working for?
A full pardon.
You'll be out of here in no time.
Women will want to get to know you.
I don't want your women! I want to get well!
And you will be well, James. Soon.
People don't exist. You're not real. You can't travel back in time. Whoop. Whoop. You're not here. You can't trick me. You're in my mind. I am insane, and you are my insanity.
He not only used the word prank, he said the boy was hiding in a barn.
Catherine, he kidnapped you. You saw him murder somebody, and you knew there was a real possibility that he could kill you, too. You're under tremendous emotional stress.
Oh, for God's sake, go and listen to me. He knew about the boy in Fresno, and he says 5 billion people are going to die.
No way he could possibly know that. Catherine, you're a rational person. You're a trained psychiatrist. You know the difference between what's real and what's not.
And what we say is the truth is what everybody accepts, right, Owen? I mean, psychiatry, it's the latest religion. We decide what's right and wrong. We decide who's crazy or not. I'm in trouble here. I'm losing my faith.
You sure fucked up, Bob. But I can understand. You don't want your mistakes pointed out to you. I can relate to that old bug. Hey, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I don't exist except in your head. I can see that point of view, but you could still talk to me, couldn't you?
I saw you in 1996, in the real world. Pulled out your teeth.
Why would I pull out my teeth, Bob? That's a no-no. And when did you say you saw me? In 1870.
Leave me alone!
Yelling won't get you what you want. You have to be smart to get what you want.
What do I want?
You don't know what you want? Sure you do, Bob. You know what you want.
You tell me. You tell me what I want.
To seen the sky and the ocean to be topside. Breathe the air to be with her. Is that right? Is that what you want?
Hello.
Dr. Raley, Jim Halpern, Philly PD. I'm sorry to call you so early this morning.
You found him? Is he okay?
No. Au contraire, doctor. No sign of your good friend, the kidnapper. However, the plot does thicken. You see, I got a ballistics report here on my desk, and it says the bullet you claim you removed from Mr. Cole's thigh is, in fact, an antique.
And all indications are it was fired sometime prior to the 1920s. What I'm thinking is, how about a little spin down?
You could revise or amplify your statement. Dr. Raley?
Trick us, you know. It wouldn't work.
No, sir.
You haven't become addicted, have you, Cole? To that dying world?
No, sir. I just want to do my part to get us back on top in charge of the planet. And I have the experience. I know the people involved.
He really is the most qualified.
But all that behavior.
You said we weren't real, Cole.
I don't think the human mind is meant to exist in two different, whatever you called it, dimensions. This is too stressful. You said that yourself. It's very confusing. You don't know what's real and what's not.
But you know what's real now.
Yes, sir, I do.
No, I don't know anything about a monkey arm. This doctor.
No, nothing whatsoever. Good Lord, if my son was ever involved in something like that. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I think it's doubly inappropriate to discuss security matters with you, Doctor Raley. But if it will ease your mind, rest assured that neither my son nor any other unauthorized person has access to potentially dangerous organisms in my laboratory. Is that clear to you now, ma'am? Thank you so much for your concern.
I attended a lecture of hers once. Apocalyptic Visions.
She was suddenly struck by the most preposterous notion about Jeffrey.
Has she succumbed to her own theoretical Cassandra disease?
Yeah, maybe we ought to review our security procedures. Perhaps upgrade them. Beef them up.
Let's consider again our current information. If the symptoms were first detected in Philadelphia on December 27, 1996, that makes us know that...
It was released in Philadelphia probably on December 13,
1996. And was seen sequentially after that in...
San Francisco, New Orleans, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, then Peking.
That was very well done, Cole.
Hello? Is somebody in there? If you're in there, I have to talk
kidnap woman. The woman was with the guy who tied us up.
Turn off the lights.
What's she doing? She's drawing attention to us. That's what she's doing. I don't know what you're up to this time, Goins, but you're going to get us in deep shit.
Lock is ready. At his charge.
I saw you! I saw somebody up there! Come on!
That's what they do. Speak weird stuff. Not just on animals.
I know you.
To them are people, too.
Listen to me. Have you seen James Cole, the man who said...
They're watching you. Taking pictures.
The police. I know. Look. I have to contact James. It's very, very important that he's really careful when he reaches me. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Who's James?
He was with me. He spoke to you. Several weeks ago, he said that you were from the future and that you were watching him.
Oh. Get the bolt cutters.
One dozen, they're in the van. Any plans for the security system?
All right, you're committed to the memory.
Hey! You know what she's doing out there?
What's it say?
I don't know, I can't see it.
Why don't we forget about my psychiatrist and concentrate on the task at hand?
Your psychiatrist? Did you just say your psychiatrist?
Ex-psychiatrist.
This part is... Was your psychiatrist, and now she's spray painting our building?
There's a policeman over there. Pretend you don't know me.
No, I want to turn myself in. Where is he?
James!
Where is he?
Down! Come on.
No, it's okay. I'm not crazy anymore. No. I mean, I am.
No.
I'm mentally divergent. I know that now. I want you to help me. I want to get better. I want to get better.
James! Get out of here.
He's going.
I've seen that before.
No, James, you haven't.
A guy in the Ford is chasing her and some other guy I can't see.
Hey, no problem.
It's probably just another kidnapping featuring Jeffrey Shrink.
Pardon me. Make that X shrink.
This is your leader? A certifiable lunatic who told his former psychiatrist all his plans for God knows what wacko irresponsible schemes, and now God knows what she's written out there on that wall.
Who cares what psychiatrists write on walls?
I think I told her about the army of the 12 monkeys.
Yeah.
Impossible. Do you know why? Because, you pathetically ineffectual and pusillanimous pretend friend to animals, I'll tell you why. Because when I had anything to do with her 6 years ago, there was no such thing. I hadn't even thought of it.
Then how come she knows what's going on?
Well, see, here's my theory on that. When I was institutionalized, my brain was studied exhaustively in the guise of mental health. I was interrogated. I was x-rayed. I was examined thoroughly. Then they took everything about me and put it into a computer where they created this model of my mind. Yes, using that model, they managed to generate every thought I could possibly have in the next, say, 10 years, which they then filtered through a probability matrix of some kind to determine everything I was going to do in that period. So you see.
She knew I was going to lead the army of the 12 monkeys into the pages of history before it ever even occurred to me. She knows everything I'm ever going to do before I know it myself. How's that? Question. You finish here, I'll meet you there. And if you forget one thing, I will have you shaved, sterilized, and destroyed.
Jeff.
What?
You're a great man.
Fuck the bozos.
He's seriously crazy. You know that.
Hey,
$25 an hour.
An hour?
In 1/4 hour. Go someplace else.
Here's 25, 6, 7 for an hour. Deal?
Hey! 1 hour, honey babe. Number 64. Sixth floor. Up the stairs, end of the hall. Elevator's busted.
She's not, honey babe. She's a doctor. A psychiatrist. Understand?
Whatever gets it up for you, Jack. Tommy, this is Charlie over at the Globe. You know if Wallace has a new girl, sort of a rookie type, a little weird, does fantasy act.
Okay, you were standing there looking up at the moon. You were splashing through the water, and then what?
I thought I was in prison again.
Just like that? You were in prison?
No, not really. It was, like you said, it was all in my mind.
You disappeared. Okay, 1 minute you were there, the next minute you were gone. Did you run through the woods, or...
I don't know. Don't remember.
The boy in the well. How did you know that was just a hoax?
It was. I didn't know.
You said he was hiding in the barn.
I think I maybe saw a TV show about that when I was a kid. Where a boy...
It wasn't a TV show, it was real!
Well, maybe this boy saw the same TV show that I did and he copied it. Look, you were right. I am mentally ill. I imagined all these things, these people. I know they're not real. I can trick them. I can make them do what I want. I worked on them a little bit and I got back here. I can get better. I can stay here.
Liz, what does this mean to you?
I think I had a dream, Lila. About this.
You had a bullet from World War I in your leg, James. How did it get there?
I don't know. Look, you said that I had delusions, that I created this world. You said you could explain it.
I can't! I'm trying to, and... I can't believe that everything we say or do has already happened. We can't change what's going to happen, and 5 million people are going to die.
I want the future to be unknown. I want to become a whole person again. I want this to be the present. I want to stay here, this time, with you.
Remember, 6 years ago, you had a phone number. It was the wrong number then.
The woman answered.
It was the wrong number in 1990. It should be the right number now. Do you remember it? The number, do you?
This is my territory, bitch!
Is this real or is this one of my delusions?
This is definitely real. Excuse me, I think we've got a little misunderstanding here.
Oh?
Yeah, we...
Gee, really? Yeah, you just sit tight, Chief. Will you listen to me, little misunderstanding? You think you can go around me and peddle your fancy ass in this part of town? You bet your life you got what I would call a major fucking misunderstanding. You want me to rob him?
We need cash, James!
No!
Hey! Hold it first! Hold it!
Christ, man! You fucking kill me!
I'm not crazy. This is how you find us. By our teeth. I don't want them to find me. Ever. I don't want to go back. I can't do anything more now. I have to go. Have a Merry Christmas.
You couldn't have hurt me.
They got your message, Catherine. They played it for me. It was a bad recording, distorted. I didn't recognize your voice.
Get nailed, which I'm pretty sure you will. I've never seen you before in my life.
Yeah! Bring him through!
Hey, right!
What's the harm in opening up the bag? His eyes are taped, right? Right?
Okay.
can speak.
Jeffrey, I know that's you. I recognize your voice.
No, you don't.
I also know all about your warped little plan.
That lady, your psychiatrist, she told me.
I didn't believe her, but it just seemed too crazy, even for you. But just in case, I took steps to make sure that you couldn't go through with it. I don't have the code anymore, Jeffrey. I don't have access to the virus. I took myself out of the loop.
Too late! Too late! Yeah. Your plans...
I never let myself believe it. Now I know it's true. Jeffrey?
You're completely insane.
No, I'm not.
Cross section of one of the old trees that's been cut down.
Here I was born. And there I died. It was only a moment for you. You don't notice.
I think I've seen this movie before.
Shh.
When I was a kid, I saw it on TV.
Don't talk.
I did see it before.
Oh, trees.
Have you been here before?
Yes.
When?
I don't...
When were you born? I don't
recognize this.
Long ago.
Where?
What's the matter?
Tell me. Madeline, tell me.
No.
Madeline, tell me.
It's just like what's happening with us.
No, I can't tell you.
Like the past.
You didn't know where you were. You
guessed. The movie never changes. It can't change, but every time you see it, it seems different because you're different. You see different things.
If you can't change anything because it's already happened, you may as well smell the flowers.
What flowers?
Somewhere in the light. It's an expression.
Shh.
Something from Jonas. Yes, please.
Doing this. I want to know why. If I'm wrong. Or if you're wrong. If I am crazy.
In a few weeks, it will have started or it won't. There's still football games and traffic jams, TV shows and armed robberies. We're going to be so glad.
Why did you run?
That we'll be thrilled to see the police.
I'm responsible for you now. You know, the Chinese say that once you save a person's life, you're responsible for it forever. So I'm committed.
You have a plan.
I have to know.
So little that I know. You said you'd never seen the ocean.
Jeffrey?
You know I can't see.
How? Jeffrey?
We have 9:30 reservations for Key West.
I just didn't recognize you.
Well, you look pretty different yourself.
It was always you. In my dream.
I remember you like this.
time's your flight, friend?
9:30.
Might be tight.
Mm-hmm. No, my watch says 7:30.
On your normal morning, okay, plenty of time. But today you gotta take into account your army of the 12 monkeys factor.
What? What'd you say?
12 monkeys, honey. In case you folks didn't turn on your radio this morning. Bunch of weirdos let all the animals out of the zoo. And they locked up this big shot scientist in one of the cages. Scientist's own kid, one of the ones, did it. Now they got animals all over the place. Bunch of zebras closed down the thruway about an hour ago. And they got something called an emu. It's got traffic blocked for miles up on 676.
They're accomplishing by releasing an animal like this one into a city like this.
That's what they were up to, freeing animals.
Animals. I said we did it. They meant the animals.
The animals here.
If you'd like it, if you would just a moment, Mr. Ginger, I'm just going to there is going to be a
line. I think it's going to be all right.
Tell your people if they spot either one of them, not to try and apprehend them. They should notify us. We have people all over the airport. We'll take care of them.
Remember now, about a week or two before everyone started dying.
Careful. They might be looking for us.
I was here. As a kid.
Use this.
I think you were here then too.
James, if they identify us, they're going to send us a place from Hopi Key West. Okay, I'm gonna go get the tickets. I'll meet you in the newspaper stand.
Okay.
Judy Simmons, I have reservations for Key West.
A lot of this. It's cash.
It's a long story.
We'll begin boarding in about 20 minutes. You have a nice flight, Miss Simmons.
Thank you.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. I don't know whether you're there or not. Maybe you just clean carpets. If you do, you're lucky. You're going to live a long, happy life. But a few other guys are out there. If you're picking this up, forget about the Army of the 12 Monkeys.
They didn't do it. It was a mistake. Someone else did. The Army of the 12 Monkeys is just a bunch of dumb kids playing revolutionaries.
Listen, I've done my job. I did what you wanted. Good luck. I'm not coming back.
Ooh, wait. San Francisco, New Orleans, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, Peking. This is some trip you're taking, sir. Is this all in 1 week?
Business.
Have a good one, sir.
Leave me alone!
I made a report. I didn't have to do that.
Point of fact, you don't belong here. It's not permitted to let you stay.
This is the present. This is not the past. This is not the future. This is right now. Leave! Get that? Can't stop!
Anything you say, Chief, it's none of my business.
all fine. Leave me alone! Leave me alone!
No, calm down.
Cole, it's me. Cole, it's me.
Jose. Yeah, right. Jose. Hey, what'd you pull out the tooth, man? That was nuts.
Take this.
What?
Take
it. Are you crazy?
Me? Are you kidding?
You're the one.
You were a hero, man. They gave you a pardon. What do? You come back and fuck with your teeth.
How'd you find me?
The phone call, man. The phone call. They did their reconstruction thing on it.
The phone call I just made? 5 minutes ago.
And 5 minutes ago, 30 years ago, they just put it together.
Hey, this is Cole James. I don't know whether you're there or not. Maybe you just cleaned carpets.
Where'd you get that from?
Forget about the Army of the 12 Monkeys.
Man, if only they could have got your message earlier.
Hey, take it. You can still be a hero if you just grow.
Come on, James. It's okay.
Look, I got orders, man. Do you know what I'm supposed to do if you don't go along this time? Shoot the lady. Yeah, you got that? They said if Cole don't obey orders this time,
fucking throw it. You hear me? You see? I have no choice. These are my orders, man. Just take it.
This part isn't about the virus at all. It's about following orders. Doing what you're told.
Oh, hey, man. You got a pardon. What do you want?
Hey, am I supposed to shoot? Yes. Am I supposed to shoot?
James! Sergeant Goins just said he's in Apocalypse tonight. I saw him a minute ago. I think he's involved. The next flight to San Francisco is from Gate 38. If he's there, I'm sure he's part of
Excuse me, sir. Would you mind letting me have a look at the contents of your bag, please?
Me?
Biological samples. I have the papers right here.
Well, I'm going to have to ask you to open this up, sir.
Open it? Oh, yes, of course.
Hurry up!
Please,
but not,
man,
because you'll
have to get in the line. See? Biological. Check the papers. It's all proper. It's a permit.
It's empty.
Well, yes, to be sure. It looks empty. But I assure you it's not.
No, ma'am, I don't have to understand. You can never
you have to get very important.
No, I understand that you cannot get
it. There you see. Also invisible to the naked eye. It doesn't even have an odor.
That's not necessary, sir. There you go. Thank you for your cooperation. Have a good flight. Hold it. Wait a moment.
You're not getting through the line.
Watch it.
Violence, all the lunacy. Shootings even at airports now. We might say that we're the next endangered species. Human beings.
I think you're right, ma'am. I think you hit the nail on the head.
Jones is my name. I'm in insurance.
Rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are all
people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more. To myself, what a wonderful